House of EdTech, Episode 71.
Hi, this is Casey Bell from ShakeUpLearning.com, and you are listening to the House of EdTech with Chris Nessie.
Support for this episode of the House of EdTech comes from SummerPD.com. Expand your knowledge of Google Classroom, apps, formative assessments, and much more. It doesn't matter that it's October. They still offer 10 courses that you can get for just $25 when you use the coupon code HouseOfEdTech. Sign up now to access the courses for professional development on your schedule. And thank you to SummerPD.com for all your support. Welcome to the House of EdTech podcast. I am your host, Christopher Nessie. And the House of EdTech explores how technology is changing the way teachers teach and the impact that technology is having in education. My objectives include discussing technology that is changing our classrooms and schools and sharing tools and tips that you can hear about today and use tomorrow. I talk to teachers, leaders, and creators just like you and have them share their stories. The purpose? Whether you use it or not, technology is changing the way we teach and how our students learn. And welcome back inside episode 71 of the House of EdTech podcast. Here's the part where I date the fact that I'm recording the show quite late, as it is 7:50 on Sunday, October 9th, 2016. And normally this episode would be released, you know, much earlier in the day, probably would have been released after midnight or much earlier on the morning. So this is the latest I've recorded an episode and plan to release it. So the reason, a good friend of mine from college got married yesterday. I was part of the wedding and things were just a little bit busier this week. And I just never had the time to sit down before right now, basically, to record the episode. So this is only important if you just got this in your RSS feed at, you know, sometime on Sunday night here. But other than that, it doesn't really matter because this is a podcast. It's time shifted. Thank you for listening. So I'm very excited. What's coming up in this episode of the podcast? I have the EdTech Thought, which revolves around the question, Google did what? So we're going to explore that. We have an EdTech recommendation, and we're going to be talking about tweetdelete.net. And we have the House of EdTech VIP, and I stumble over my words because this is a very unique House of EdTech VIP because, of course, you know I've done one VIP in an episode. I've done two VIPs on an episode one time before, and I'm talking to you, Steve Isaacs and Kathy Chow Isaacs. But in this episode, I have three, count them, three House of EdTech VIPs. So stick around and you will find out who they are. But first, some news, some house cleaning items, housekeeping items here at the top of the show. Want to thank some people for some awesome feedback. First, Lindsay James. Thank you, Lindsay, for enjoying House of EdTech episode 68, where Stacy Lindis was the co-host and the content talking about sketchnoting. And Lindsay took Stacy and I on a plane ride. So that was really cool that with no internet access, Lindsay chose to listen to Stacy and myself talk about sketchnoting. So make sure you also connect with Lindsay James. She is at LindsMJ on Twitter, LindzMJ. And again, Lindsay, thank you for the tweet, and we hope the content was enjoyable. Glad you took us on the plane ride with you. Also, I would like to thank Dean Meyer. He recently said on Twitter, quote, "The house that Nessie built just keeps getting stronger and better for modeling lead and lifelong learning. Kudos." Thank you, Dean. Dean has come, he's been a part of a number of live things that I've done. Still nothing live here with the podcast, but he's been in on Shift Ed and Podcast PD. And I know Dan is a big supporter of the House of EdTech. So thank you, Dean, for sharing the show via Twitter. I really appreciate that. And that's something easy that everybody can do is, you know, you listen to an episode, tweet the episode, retweet my tweets. That would help to spread the word about the podcast. And of course, you should also connect with Dean. He is at Meyer Island on Twitter, MeyerIsland. And thank you, Dean and Lindsay, for sharing the content via Twitter. I really appreciate it. Now, this next piece of feedback, I'm very excited about because I'm just very happy because now I really know it cemented once again that I have an international audience. So I want to give a big shout out, a big thank you, a big podcast hug to Emma Crofts from Australia, who left me my first international podcast review. And Emma had this to say on iTunes, quote, "I'm so glad to have found this podcast. I love expanding my knowledge and connecting to the best practices from around the globe, and podcasts are a fantastic mechanism for this. I've only listened to a few episodes of the House of EdTech so far, but I really feel inspired to do more with EdTech in my classroom and reinvigorate a few things I've tried already and have not already stuck with." So she is referencing here in her iTunes review that she's interested in doing more with augmented reality and virtual reality. And she also is somebody who recently listened to episode 70, where we talked about augmented reality and virtual reality with Katie Ann Wilson. So very cool. And thank you, Emma, for taking time to leave an iTunes review. And as always, if you know you're listening here right now and you haven't taken the time, I would really appreciate that. I know maybe you're listening on the treadmill or you're in your car and you don't always remember when you get to your computer. If you could, that would be fantastic. If not, just keep listening to the show. And I guess that's the second best thing that you can do. I'd also like to remind everybody that if you ever have an EdTech question or a topic you'd like me to address here on the podcast, you know, send in the feedback, email, audio, tweets. If you tweet, use the hashtag House of EdTech. You can Vox me at Mr. Nessie, or you can call the feedback hotline, 732-903-4869. And if you're listening on your mobile smartphone device of choice, if you go to the show notes that I post with the episode, you could just tap on the phone number and it will connect you with the feedback voicemail. So that's a great way to get your voice on the show and topics that are important to you in front of me, which then we can get them in front of everybody. So that's really cool. Education Podcast Network announcement. Two new shows are on the network, so I just want to plug them real quick. I'm proud to welcome the Goin Digital Show with Dr. Greg Goins. Dr. Greg Goins is a school superintendent, digital leader, lead learner, presenter, and associate professor with 16 years of experience in educational leadership, and he currently serves as a superintendent in Southern Illinois. The Goin Digital Show is a podcast for K-12 school leaders that airs every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on teachcow.com. It's a great podcast for educational leaders, aspiring or those that are in the deep trenches of school administration. Connect with Dr. Goins on Twitter. He is at WF Super. And you can also check out the podcast and his blog content on drgreggoins.com. And that's DrGreggoins. And of course, links to all of that will be in the show notes for this episode over at chrisnessy.com/71. And the other new podcast that's new to the Education Podcast Network is Tim Topham's Piano Teaching Podcast. Tim is an innovative and enterprising teacher, blogger, and presenter. He's passionate about ensuring that what he does has the maximum impact on student learning in his own studio and for those teachers that teach music around the world. Tim's teaching concepts have a strong focus on modern repertoire, technology, creativity, and meeting students where they're at. It's about exploring music together and having fun. You can connect with Tim on Twitter. He is at Tim J. Topham, and that's T-I-M, the letter J, T-O-P-H-A-M, and you can go to timtopham.com, T-I-M-T-O-P-H-A-M, and both of these podcasts are, again, new to the Education Podcast Network, where it's all about podcasts for teachers that are created by teachers just like me and maybe just like you if you ever want to start a podcast. Another big announcement, mentioned it in the last episode, coming up rapidly, depending on when you're listening to this episode, the 2016 House of EdTech SmackDown is almost here. Every year, I do a app SmackDown here on the podcast. Tech tools, tips, resources, and it's crowdsourced by you, well, from you, the listeners. This year's SmackDown is going to air in episode number 76, so that's coming close since this is episode 71, and that's going to air on December 18th, 2016. So I'm really excited about this third installment of the House of EdTech SmackDown. If you're new to the podcast, the last episode of the calendar year is this special episode where you are the star. So submit via all the feedback outlets, whether it's SpeakPipe on my website, Voxer, sending me audio via email, or even just submitting an email, you know, share an app, an extension, a tool, a hack, something that other teachers will find useful. And I only have one rule, and that is no repeats. And really, that just means nothing from a previous iteration of the SmackDown. So you're just going to want to go back into the House of EdTech archive and check out episodes 26 and 51. And the complete list of all the entries can be found on chrisnessy.com/26 and chrisnessy.com/51. This year, I'm going to be accepting submissions until December 1st, 2016. So if we're not at December 1st yet, as you hear this, please send me an app, tool, extension, recommendation, anything via Voxer, or go to chrisnessy.com/feedback, or you can call the hotline. The number is in the show notes. I'm not going to say it again. If it's after December 1st and it hasn't aired yet, be on the lookout. And really, you could send me a recommendation at any time, and I'd be happy to include that also in a future episode of the podcast. So let's see. I'm looking at the notes here. Thank you to my awesome supporters, Peggy George, Mark Grindel, Dan Gallagher, and Mr. Jeff Herb. If you're interested in becoming an awesome supporter of the show, all you need to do is go to chrisnessy.com/awesome, and you can learn more about becoming a patron of the show. And that would be really cool if you would consider that, because if this podcast has given you anything that you have found valuable and you're looking for a way to give back, this is one way that you can do it. And I'd be really honored if you would consider becoming a patron of the podcast. That's enough news. We can officially move on and let us check out what is amounting to be the featured content of this episode and also the EdTech Thought. This episode's EdTech Thought, and also basically the featured content of this episode, is called Goodbye GAFE, Hello G Suite. So, what happened in the news recently? Google dropped the news that they are changing the longtime name of Google Apps for Education to simply G Suite for Education. Google says in their email to educational users, quote, "Today we're introducing a new name that better reflects this mission. G Suite for Education," end quote. Now, I could easily go on a rant of, oh my God, how could they do this? Why would they do this? And so on and so forth. But I'm just Chris Nessie, and you're just you, and we're not going to change Google's mind to go back to GAFE and, you know, be able to use the hashtag, you know, GAFE. It is what it is. There's no point in really complaining about it because the tools haven't changed. It still functions the same way. They're just calling it something different. It's still the same stuff. What I'd like to do instead of complaining and ranting is turn this into a teachable moment because I'm a teacher. So Google is one of the most recognizable organizations in the world with valuable stock, invaluable inventions and innovations that have been introduced to the world ever since their inception. They have a very loyal following of people who believe in their products. And in terms of education, you yourself might be a Google fanboy or a Google fangirl, or you might be a hater. It doesn't matter to me. But As Shakespeare wrote in Romeo and Juliet, Juliet proclaims, quote, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet," end quote. I use this quote because names of things do not affect what they really are. It's just branding. That's all it is. And the name could change again. Similar to baseball's Angels in Major League Baseball, who at their inception were known as the Los Angeles Angels. And then they changed their name to the California Angels. And then in the 90s, they became the Anaheim Angels. And they're actually currently known as the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Still the same baseball team. Still the same history. So, honestly, what is in a name? The name will probably change again, and that's okay. Today it's G Suite. Maybe you're listening to this episode years from now, and it's called something completely different. What you should take away is not to be afraid to change and rebrand who you are as an educator. At your core, you will always be the person and teacher you are, but from time to time, it is perfectly okay to redefine parts of your practice and who you are as a person. And you should. Nothing is permanent. And adding and subtracting from your professional existence, it's totally okay. This is what should be happening if you are being a reflective educator. And you know I've said that repeatedly on the podcast, that the effective teacher is the reflective teacher. And whether or not you realize it, you change every day. Now, I'm going to get a little philosophical here. So here we go. Let's go a little deeper. Every day we get is one more stroke of the brush that's painting the picture of our life. So keep learning, keep living, and keep painting. And that's my EdTech thought. And now for this episode's EdTech recommendation, I'd like to share with you something that my wife Caitlin previously mentioned on an appearance here on the House of EdTech, and it's called TweetDelete.net. TweetDelete allows you to protect your privacy by automatically deleting posts older than a specified age from your Twitter feed. This allows you to delete all your tweets all at once, up to 3,200, and this tool helps to make it easier to delete multiple tweets in one shot. So, what is TweetDelete? It's a service for Twitter users, and it allows you to basically automatically delete old tweets that are older than a maximum age that you specify. Why is this useful? TweetDelete is useful for people who want to reduce the amount of data on their Twitter account, perhaps because of other apps they use on it, or people who want to limit the amount of data about themselves that they expose online. As they say, tinfoil hats are optional. So why would a teacher want to delete tweets from their Twitter feed? Maybe you inadvertently, or actually no, it'd probably be on purpose. Maybe you put out some controversial tweets. Maybe you had a controversial or heated exchange with another educator on Twitter. Maybe it was during a SAT chat or Ed chat or something where maybe you used stronger language. I'm not going to say that you cursed, but maybe you just expressed a really strong opinion on Twitter and you forgot it's out there. Maybe this particular exchange or multiple exchanges don't portray you in the best light, or you don't want to have a lot of tweets out there. It could just be that simple. I don't know if this is something that I would use because a lot of the tweets promote the podcast and they promote content. And I don't really think I put anything out there that I would consider to be particularly controversial. And if I do, it's on purpose. And for me, I don't care if it's out there. But if you've ever wondered, could I do this? Is there a tool out there that would let me do this? Then you should check out TweetDelete.net and consider cleaning up your Twitter profile if that's something that you're interested in. Here's a great tool that's free to use that would allow you to do that. And that's the EdTech recommendation. And now for this episode's House of EdTech VIP. Again, as I said at the top of the show, I do not just have one VIP. I don't even have just two VIPs. This episode's House of EdTech VIPs are the EdTech After Dark team. EdTech After Dark is a Twitter chat that takes place on Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. And EdTech After Dark, as a group, is comprised of three passionate Florida educators looking to change the face of education in the digital landscape. The three founders of EdTech After Dark are, number one, Alex Steubenbort. He is at Alex Steubenbort on Twitter, AlexStubenBort. Alex is a husband, father, assistant principal in Florida, where he was the 2015 Citrus County Teacher of the Year, and he was also a recipient of the 2015 Florida Governor's Shine Award. EdTech After Dark guy number two is Dan Koch. He is at Dan V. Koch on Twitter, and that's DanVKoch. Dan is also a husband, father, and tech integration specialist. He is an iTunes University and iBooks author, Apple Distinguished Educator, and a PBS Lead Digital Innovator. And last but not least, Zach Leonard. He is at Mr. Leonard 8 on Twitter, and that's Mr. MrLeonard, the number 8. He is a Learning Lab Manager. He is a PBS Digital Innovator, Amazon Teacher Innovator, and a Microsoft Innovative Educator Expert. Again, Alex, Dan, and Zach, they make up the EdTech After Dark phenomenon. You could check out their website, edtechafterdark.com, and check out the EdTech After Dark chat Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Twitter. And congratulations to all three of you and what you're doing with EdTech After Dark. You guys are the House of EdTech VIPs. That's going to do it for this episode of the House of EdTech podcast. A little shorter than you're used to. If not, well, some of the episodes will be longer than this. Thank you again to summerpd.com for sponsoring this episode. If you go over to summerpd.com, you can use the promo code House of EdTech, save yourself $10, and you can get all their courses in a bundle for $25 for anytime, anywhere professional development related to education technology. You can keep the conversation going about this episode on my website. Go to chrisnessy.com/71, and that's going to take you to the show notes for this episode, which will have all the links. Links to the EdTech After Dark guys, tweet delete. It's a good time. Check out the show notes. If you've never been to my website, hey, it is all new, and I would really like it if you checked out chrisnessy.com. And of course, I'd love to connect with you and hear your thoughts on the information and resources that I share in this episode and every episode. If you go to chrisnessy.com, you can click share feedback, and that's going to give you my email address and all the ways to connect with me. The fastest is Twitter. My username is Mr. Nessie, and just use the hashtag House of EdTech. Now, if you enjoy the podcast and you got this far, so I'm going to guess that you do enjoy the show. One, I'd like you to tell somebody. When you tell somebody about this podcast, hopefully they will listen to it. Your personal recommendation will go a long way. And that's a great way to share this podcast and any podcast that you love. Second thing I'd like you to do to help out the show is to rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Your rating and honest review does help to keep the podcast front and center for others to discover and enjoy. And also, you can show your support through patreon.com. Just go to chrisnessy.com/awesome. And again, I would be honored if you would consider becoming a patron of the podcast. The next episode of the show, House of EdTech number 72, is going to be released on October 23rd, 2016. And I look forward to sharing a conversation that I have with Emily Gover. She is an EdTech content marketer and a podcast lover. So I'm very excited to have that conversation. and share it with you. Also, before we leave, the EdTech Smackdown is coming. Again, get your entries in by December 1st, and they will come out in the 76th episode. So get them over to me. Let's do it. Until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember, using technology isn't difficult. Just give it a try. The House of Ed Tech is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. The Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. For more, go to edupodcastnetwork.com.